Welcome to Trimming the Fat, Lean Operations for Max Profit, where we dive into the art of running a tight ship in the vast ocean of business. I'm Sharon, and I'll be your captain on this journey to profitability through efficiency. Remember, as the legendary Steve Jobs once said, simple can be harder than complex. You have to work hard to get your thinking clean to make it simple. Today, we embrace simplicity and efficiency, carving our path to maximize profits. Today's business world demands not just brilliance in ideation, but excellence in execution. Lean operations are the secret sauce to not just surviving, but thriving. And our goal? To arm you with the tools and tactics to identify fat, trim it ruthlessly, and streamline your operations for peak performance and profitability. At its heart, the philosophy of lean operations is about achieving more with less. Born in the bustling factories of Toyota, this approach has transcended its automotive roots to become a universal beacon of efficiency and effectiveness across industries. But what does it mean to be lean, and why is it so pivotal in today's cutthroat business landscape? Well, let's break it down. Lean operations are built on the bedrock of maximizing value for the customer while minimizing waste, or muda, as originally termed in Japanese. This dual action ensures that every process, every action, and every decision taken brings you closer to delivering superior value, cutting down anything that doesn't contribute directly to that goal. Now, there are five core principles of lean. The first one is value. At the forefront of this principle is the concept of value, defined strictly through the eyes of the customer. What do they truly need? What are they willing to pay for? Understanding and delivering on this value is the first step in the lean journey. The second principle, value streams. Every product or service goes through a series of steps before it reaches the customer. This is its value stream. Mapping out these steps in detail reveals the value-adding and non-value-adding activities, setting the stage for waste elimination and process improvement. The third principle is flow. Once that value stream is defined, ensuring that your processes flow smoothly without interruptions, delays, or bottlenecks is crucial. A seamless flow increases efficiency and it reduces waste, getting the product or service to the customer faster. The fourth principle is pull. Traditional operations often operate on predictions, producing goods in anticipation of demand. Lean flips this on its head with the pull system. Production is driven by actual customer demand and not forecasts. This reduces overproduction and inventory costs, aligning production more closely with real needs. And the final principle is perfection. The pursuit of perfection is the relentless drive for continuous improvement. Lean isn't a set it and forget it methodology. It's an ongoing quest to find better, faster, and more efficient ways to deliver value. In an era where resources are finite and customer expectations are sky high, the ability to do more with less isn't just an advantage, it's a necessity for survival. Lean operations not only streamline processes and reduce costs, but it also enhances quality and speed, delivering exactly what the customer wants when they want it. This alignment with customer value fosters loyalty, competitive edge, and long-term success. Embracing lean principles doesn't mean a one-time overhaul, but adopting a mindset of continuous growth and improvement. By internalizing these principles, businesses can navigate the complexities of modern markets with agility and resilience, ensuring they not only survive, but thrive no matter what challenges the future holds. Welcome to the world of business inefficiencies, where the game is afoot and you're the lead detective. Think of inefficiencies as those little gremlins lurking in the shadow of your operations, munching away on your profits. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, and you really should, is to shine a light on these gremlins and show them the exit door. And how, you may be asking? Well, let's gear up with our detective toolkit, value stream mapping, root cause analysis, and the five whys technique. So first up, value stream mapping. This is your crime scene sketch. It's where you map out the flow of your processes from start to finish, visualizing the journey of your product or service through the eyes of your customer. But here's the twist. You're not just mapping, you're on a treasure hunt for waste. Each step in your process gets the magnifying glass treatment. Is it adding value, or is it just there for the ride? Remember, we're after lean, mean, value-adding machines. Next in our arsenal is root cause analysis. Found an inefficiency? Great. Now, let's play detective and ask why. Keep asking why like a curious toddler until you can't anymore. This method peels back the layers of the inefficiency onion, revealing the core issue. Sometimes it's process related, other times it's as if someone decided to make things complicated for the sake of it. Either way, you're getting to the bottom of it. Speaking of asking why, enter the five whys technique, a simpler, no-nonsense approach to root cause analysis. Picture this, an inefficiency pops up and you ask why, like you're in the world's most monotonous ping pong match. Each answer leads you closer to the true culprit. It's not just effective, it's eerily satisfying too. Imagine you're a detective in your business. This is where you channel your inner Sherlock Holmes, minus the deerstalker hat, unless that's your thing. No clue is too small, no process too mundane. Your business is the scene of the crime, and inefficiencies are the unwilling culprits. And your job? To uncover, deduce, and eradicate. The result? A leaner operation that's all killer, no filler. By the end of your detective stint, you'll have a clearer picture of where your business might be leaking time, resources, and money. And with this newfound knowledge, you're not just reacting, you're proactively crafting a business that's streamlined for success. Embracing the role of a detective in identifying inefficiencies adds an element of fun and challenge to the task. It's about turning a critical eye to your operations, armed with tools and techniques that peel back the layers to reveal the truth. And remember, in the world of lean operations, every inefficiency you eliminate is a step towards operational excellence and maximized profits. So grab your detective badge and let's get to work. All right, brace yourselves because we're about to embark on a thrilling adventure into the world of lean operations. Picture this, your business, a sleek, well-oiled machine, purring like a luxury sports car. Sounds dreamy, right? Well, it's entirely achievable with a dash of strategy and a sprinkle of lean magic. Lean isn't just a buzzword your overly enthusiastic consultant throws around. It's the holy grail of operational efficiency. Imagine every aspect of your business, from the bustling production floor to the quiet hum of the admin department, streamlined to perfection. We're talking about transforming your operations so that every task, every process screams efficiency. Now let's take a look at the magnificent eight wastes that haunt your dreams. Let's meet the notorious eight wastes lean operations aim to eliminate. Think of them as the villains in your business epic, each one sneakier and more detrimental than the last. First, there's defects, the bane of quality. Every time something goes awry, it's not just a do-over, it's money, time, and resources down the drain. Aim for excellence, correct errors promptly, and let's bid adieu to defects. Second, overproduction. Why make 10 when 5 will do? Overproducing is like cooking Thanksgiving feast for a solo dinner. extravagant, and somewhat sad. Align production with demand and watch your efficiency soar. Waiting. Time is money, and waiting is the black hole where productivity goes to die. Streamline workflows to ensure smooth sailing with no downtime. Because let's face it, watching paint dry is not a profitable business model. Then there's non-utilized talent. Your team's potential is your greatest asset. Ignoring their skills and talents is like owning a sports car and not taking it out of the garage. Engage, empower, and utilize to the max. Transportation. Unnecessary movements of materials is like taking the scenic route when you're already late. You want to optimize logistics to ensure that every move is purposeful and efficient. And then inventory. Excess inventory is the business equivalent of hoarding. It ties up your capital and it clutters your space. Embrace just-in-time inventory management and you'll liberate your cash flow. Motion. Similar to transportation, but this time it's your people moving unnecessarily. Streamline their movements by organizing workspaces efficiently. Think less workout and more workflow. And finally, extra processing. Doing more than necessary is like double texting, unnecessary and slightly annoying. Streamline processes to meet requirements without overcomplicating tasks. In this era, technology is not just an ally, it's your superhero sidekick. From automating mundane tasks to providing real-time data for better decision-making, technology propels your lean journey forward. Leverage it to enhance efficiency, reduce waste, and yes, to make your operations as sleek and smooth as that dream sports car. Implementing these strategies requires not just a change in processes, but a shift in mindset. Embrace lean principles wholeheartedly and watch as your business transforms, shedding excess weight and zipping ahead to profitability and success. So let's get lean and mean and turn those operational nightmares into a streamlined dream. Think of lean transformation as the ultimate team sport, but instead of passing balls, we're passing ideas on how to streamline our operations. It's about making every play count towards the goal of continuous improvement. From the high-flying executives to the wizards on the front lines, getting everyone on board is more crucial than a coffee machine on a Monday morning. Creating a culture that doesn't just tolerate, but actively seeks out continuous improvement is like convincing your cat to enjoy bath time. Challenging, but not impossible. It starts with leadership. Yes, I'm looking at you. You've got to walk the talk the walk, and occasionally run the lean marathon. Show your team that lean isn't just another corporate initiative to be forgotten by next quarter. It's the new language we're all going to dream in. Encouraging suggestions isn't about installing a suggestion box that sees about as much action as a treadmill in January. It's about creating an environment where ideas flow as freely as coffee. Set up regular brainstorming sessions and actually listen. And yes, every idea counts, even the ones that seem as out there as proposing a pet spa for stress relief. And when someone comes up with a lean improvement that works, celebrate like it's 1999. Pop that non-alcoholic champagne, give shout-outs, and let everyone know that their contributions are as valued as the last slice of pizza during lunch break. Small wins are the breadcrumbs leading us through the forest of operational inefficiency. Follow them, celebrate them, and watch how they lead to bigger victories. Making lean thinking a part of your company's DNA is like convincing everyone to switch from coffee to tea. It takes time, persistence, and a bit of creative persuasion. Embed lean principles into everything from onboarding to daily operations. Use real-life examples, gamify improvements, and maybe, just maybe, throw in some lean memes because let's face it, who doesn't love a good meme? Engaging your team in lean practices is about rallying the troops around the flag of efficiency, cost reduction, and mind-blowing customer satisfaction. It's a journey of 1,000 steps, and it starts with a single suggestion. So gear up, get everyone on board, and let's turn this ship into the lean, mean, profit-making machine it's destined to be. Remember, in the game of lean, we're all MVPs. Transforming your team's approach to embrace lean thinking requires a blend of inspiration, communication, and a dash of humor to keep things lively. By fostering an environment where everyone feels valued and empowered to contribute, you set the stage for a truly transformative lean journey. We've arrived at the mantra of the modern business maestro: what gets measured gets managed. But let's not just measure for the sake of measuring. That's like stepping on a scale and then celebrating with cake because the numbers went up. No, we're here to establish key performance indicators, or KPIs, that actually reflect your lean objectives. This isn't about vanity metrics that make us feel good. It's about actionable insights that drive improvement. First off, let's pick our KPIs wisely. Think of KPIs as your business's vital signs. Just like doctors don't measure every possible metric during a checkup, we don't need to track every little thing. Focus on what truly matters for lean operations. This could be cycle time, inventory levels, customer satisfaction scores, or even the number of process improvements implemented by your team. Choose indicators that illuminate your path to leanness, not ones that lead you into the weeds. Now on to technology, our trusty sidekick in this endeavor. In today's digital age, using technology to track progress is like having a GPS on a road trip. Sure, you could use a map and compass, but why not let satellites guide you? Implement tools and software that allow you to monitor your KPIs in real time. Dashboards, analytic platforms, and even simple project management tools can provide insights at a glance. This tech isn't just about numbers, it's about stories. The story of where you were, where you are, and where you're headed. Oh, but wait, there's more. Identifying areas for adjustment is like playing business detective. It's about noticing the clues, a spike here, a dip there. These are signs pointing to what's working and what's not. Be ready to pivot, tweak, and sometimes overhaul. Lean operations are about evolution, not revolution. Small, continuous changes lead to sustainable improvements. Remember, we're aiming for perfection, but we're settling for excellence. And let's not forget, maintaining lean operations is a bit like gardening. You don't just plant seeds and walk away. You nurture, you prune, and you occasionally fight off pests. Here's looking at you, inefficiencies. Continuous monitoring ensures your lean garden thrives and your operations stay as streamlined as a greased weasel. In essence, establishing, tracking, and acting on the right KPIs with the aid of technology ensures your lean operations aren't just a one-hit wonder. They become the rhythm of your business success, a continuously evolving symphony of efficiency. All right, let's dive into the juicy stuff. David versus Goliath, where lean operations turn the tables on industry giants. One shining example, well, let's talk about Brewed Awakening. This is a fictional coffee shop chain that found itself brewing in the shadows of the coffee colossus gargantuan grinds. When Brewed Awakening started, they were small, nimble, so kind of all over the place, like a toddler on a sugar rush. They had dreams bigger than their budget and operational efficiencies that made the DMV look efficient. But then they had their lean epiphany. They began by mapping out their value streams, realizing that their process of brewing coffee was as convoluted as a season finale of your favorite TV drama. They identified steps that added no value, like their overly complex order-taking system, which had more options than a luxury car. With a lean mindset, they streamlined operations, simplifying their menu and implementing a pull system that ensured they only brewed what was in demand. No more wasted batches of pumpkin spice lattes sitting around, getting as cold as the reception at a family reunion. But here's the kicker, they involved their baristas in the process, turning them from coffee pourers to efficiency experts. Each barista was empowered to suggest improvements, leading to innovations like a mobile app, order ahead service, cutting down on waiting times and making their lines move faster than gossip in a small town. The result? Brewed Awakening went from being a blip on the radar to a formidable force in the coffee industry. They didn't just survive the Goliath that was gargantuan grinds, they thrived, expanding their operations and even introducing a line of sustainably sourced beans that won them accolades and a fiercely loyal customer base. This, David, didn't need a slingshot. They had lean operations. They showed that with the right mindset, commitment to efficiency, and a little bit of caffeinated courage, even the smallest business could punch way above its weight class. So what's your Brewed Awakening story going to be? Remember, every giant leap starts with a small, lean step. Diving headfirst into the world of lean operations can sometimes feel like trying to tame a wild beast. Resistance to change? It's like the business world's version of a teenager refusing to clean their room. Initial cost? They can sting like accidentally stepping on a Lego brick. And the sheer scope of transformation, it's enough to make even the most seasoned entrepreneur's head spin faster than a fidget spinner in the hands of a hyperactive child. But fear not, brave business warriors, for these dragons can indeed be slain, or at least convinced to behave. Resistance to change is as common as finding typos in an important email after you hit send. Humans are creatures of habit, and the thought of altering the status quo can trigger a collective groan louder than an off-key karaoke singer. The key to overcoming the resistance is communication, clear, consistent, and most importantly, engaging. Make the benefits of lean as obvious as the nose on your face and involve your team in the process. After all, a journey to lean is more marathon than sprint, and it's more fun when everyone's running together, or at least briskly walking. When it comes to initial costs, remember that investing in lean is like buying a good mattress. You'll feel the benefits every day, and it'll pay for itself by preventing future pains. Sure, the upfront cost might make your wallet feel a bit lighter, but the long-term savings and efficiency gains are like finding an extra fry at the bottom of the bag. Utterly delightful. Plus, breaking down the transformation into manageable, bite-sized pieces can help make the process less daunting. Think of it as eating an elephant one spoonful at a time. Not literally, of course, but you get the idea. With patience, persistence, and a dash of humor, the path to lean operations can be as smooth as your favorite jazz tune. When we talk about lean operations, we're not just throwing around buzzwords to sound cool at business conferences or make our LinkedIn profiles pop. It's about making your business as efficient as Tony Stark's Iron Man suit. Every piece has a purpose, and the whole thing is designed to make you fly. Financially, that is. Lean operations strip away the excess, leaving you with a sleek, profit-maximizing machine. It's like going from a gas-guzzling clunker to a hyper-efficient electric car that saves you money on fuel and makes you feel good about saving the planet. In this case, your business. Calculating the ROI of adopting lean practices is like finding the treasure map to El Dorado. It reveals the golden pathway to not just surviving the entrepreneurial jungle, but thriving in it. This isn't about pinching pennies or cutting corners, it's strategic reinvestment. Think of it as recycling. You're taking the waste out of your processes and converting it into resources for innovation, growth, and maybe even that espresso machine for the office that you've been eyeing. It's about being smart with what you have and transforming savings into opportunities that can propel your business forward faster than you can say compound interest. But let's not forget the financial impact of lean operations isn't just about immediate gains. It's the gift that keeps on giving. By embedding lean principles into your business DNA, you're setting up shop for sustainable growth. It's like investing in a high-yield savings account for your business's future. You're not just saving money, you're building an empire. And as you reinvest those savings into areas that drive growth, be it through technology, talent, or innovation, you're ensuring that your business isn't just a flash in the pan, but a blazing comet streaking through the night sky of your industry. So lean in, trim the fat, and watch your business and bank account soar to new heights. As we wrap up trimming the fat, lean operations for max profit, remember, the journey to lean is ongoing. Start small, iterate, and let continuous improvements be your guiding star. Now it's time to put theory into practice. We've put together a worksheet that you can use as your first step towards a leaner, more profitable operation. Remember, the path to lean is a journey, not a sprint. Take it one step at a time and celebrate your progress along the way. Here's to your success.